At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a football 24-7 here, a Sunday edition of the show as we wrap up and kick off day number 8 of the Philadelphia Eagles on the practice field, closing out the weekend, a Sunday practice here today. I'm your host, Xander Krause. I'm joined by John McMullen, live from the car, who was down at day 8 of practice today. J-Mac, how you doing on this Sunday afternoon, brother?
Hanging in. Long couple of days.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw yesterday, John, real quick before we get into the football, I saw yesterday you were at the WWE SummerSlam at MetLife. Are you heading back to MetLife tonight or what?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay for the whole show, but I got a meeting with some people, so hopefully that comes to some fruition. But I can't talk about that now, but I'm going up. I got Eagles practice tomorrow. I can't stay for the whole show, but it's a cool experience. But going to MetLife's not that big of a deal until you have to do it twice in a row. Then it becomes a big deal.
That North Jersey traffic, Johnny Mac, is no joke. All right, when you get up to that, it just feels like New York right away once you get up there. All right, John, let's get into it, man. Day 8 today. I read your recap on Sports Illustrated. I was shaking and baking, so didn't have a chance to follow everything as it came. But another big day for the defense, and you put it, the defensive backup. So we'll talk a little bit about that before we do it. Let's talk some injuries, John. Devontae Smith returned to the field, but A.J. Brown hit the injury report. What do you know, and what do we know about the injuries right now after day 8 of training camp?
Yeah, I mean, A.J., he left Friday's practice. I'm trying to figure out what day it is. Friday's practice, left team drills probably about halfway through. So we're all trying to figure out, was it just, you know, rep management, or did he tweak something? And he did tweak a hamstring, so. They're going to be very, very cautious with A.J. Brown. Same thing with Devontae Smith, who had missed a number of practices with back tightness. All of a sudden, he's back. He one of them to be representative of the offense. A little tack, use the rest of the term, a little bit of attacking. One step to that, one step in. And you know, Devontae looked great. He was limited. He wasn't a full participant, so it's kind of a backup day as a whole. I would say a lot of reps for the backups. A lot of first things. Yeah, Matt Pryor at one point got a rep at right guard. Not many, but that's the first team rep I've seen anybody other than Tyler Steen take. So a lot of rotating today. One specific series, Vic Fangio was rotating his first team defense with his second team defense and his third team from play to play.
Wow.
Which was the first time that happened this year in the same drive.
So is that just to get everybody reps in a hurry up situation in case it's ever needed? You know, you have everybody run through it so they've experienced it.
I don't know. Next time I talk to Vic, I'll ask him. I forget who's talking tomorrow. I have to look it up. But
today was Petullo, right? Kevin Petullo?
Yeah. So okay. It should be. But Nick, it might be. They might change it because Nick was sick last time he was supposed
right,
to talk.
On Friday, yeah, Nick didn't speak.
So they may flip a little bit. But, And obviously the preseason game's coming up this week. You got the first game playing Bengals. So, you know, it's just one of those things, but you go through those questions as it gets closer to game time.
You have no doubt about it.
So they're just rotating. And remember, those backups are the ones that are going to get most of the time in these games. So that's probably part of it as well.
Yeah, good stuff there. John, any concern on these injuries, or do you think it's kind of just, you know, early in training camp? And I don't know, you know, do the Eagles make up some of these things to give these guys some rest? I think it would be fair to maybe assume that to some degree. I don't want to overstate it, but any concern from you on some of these injuries? I mean, we have had a lot of good, you know, some of our best players have missed some of these practices early. I don't recall last year, the couple years prior, how it went in camp, but it feels like there's more missing this year. Maybe I'm off base with that. Any concern from you on this?
No, I don't think it's any different. I, you know, you can use maintenance day if you want to say maintenance day. You don't have to make up injuries. So, I mean, AJ's the kind of guy who's going to practice no matter what. So, right. You know, he's definitely tweaked his hamstring. So, but there's certain rep. They'll manage reps in practice. They'll take Lane out and they'll put Matt Pryor in or Darian Kennard in, and occasionally they'll take Brett Toth got a couple snaps at left tackle for Jordan Mailata. So they'll do that in practice to sort of lighten the load on some veteran guys. But no, I mean, you don't have to do that. The only time you have to do that is when, because you don't have to practice anybody.
Right.
The only one you cut to the 53, and maybe Anaya Smith isn't really hurt, but you say, he tweaked his ankle in the final preseason game, and you're able to keep him that way. That's when that subterfuge comes in.
Yep. John, let's go on the field a little bit. We'll keep an eye on all those injuries and stuff. It was good news that Devontae Smith was back out there. Also, Nolan Smith was back out there. I know he was still limited, didn't do full team drills, but did some 7-on-7s and did the individual drills. So some positives, too, on the injury side. John, let's go on to the football field. First thing I want to ask is offense, Jalen Hurts. How did the first team look today on offense? There are some rumblings, John, that they've been struggling early in camp, but I'm trying to tell everybody, take a deep breath. It's early in camp. They're supposed to struggle.
I don't even think they're struggling, really. I said if you ask for player, I mean, our players are all performing well. This week, from Monday to Sunday, they've spent every practice they've been piping in music, loud crowd noise, and more silent counts. So I think that was misconstrued a little bit because there was a lot of pre-snap penalties and stuff like that. And, you know, that's why we do these things. So you get used to it, and hopefully you clean those things up. But you're also dealing with second and third team linemen. So the first team is not out there for all those false starts and things like that. So right. It's just stuff you work on during camp. But no, I've been one of the people that have said the offense looks pretty smooth, if anything. And, you know, again, AJ has not been out there with Devontae a lot over the past few weeks, and now it's flip-flopped and Devontae's back and he's not there, and he's out there without AJ. So, I mean, you got to factor all this kind of stuff in. Saquon's been phenomenal. He's been, you know, coming off a 2,504-yard season. He's looked immensely better this summer than he did last summer. So I don't know if he's more comfortable or what. Dallas Goedert has been great. Yeah, I don't, you know, maybe as you get down to the second, third team, yeah, I mean, Anaya Smith is not Devontae Smith, and Johnny Wilson's not A.J. Brown. So, then you get some struggles. So I think a lot of times it gets conflated with that.
Yeah, good stuff there, John. Anything stick out on the offensive side? We're going to talk about those defensive battles in a second. You mentioned first rep for somebody else at right guard. It was Matt Pryor. Always good to hear that, but I think Steen is kind not won the job, but kind of maybe is, you know, certainly in the driver's seat for that job. Any other notes worthy to tell the people, John, on the offensive side of the ball today?
The offense is pretty structured, as you know. There's not nearly as much as what's going on the defensive side of the ball, which just keeps getting more question marks, I think, than less question marks. So, I mean, from that standpoint, you talk about some of the backup positions. And, you know, I thought Elijah Cooks took a step back today. He had a four sort of play matchup with Eli Ricks, and he came up 0 for 4. Now, it wasn't all his fault. He was open on a timing route, and Tanner McKee left it a little bit behind, and that enabled Eli to get back into play and break it up. And there was another one in the red zone. It was Elijah Cooks versus Eli Ricks for three consecutive plays in the red zone, and they were three incompletions. And two of them, you know, Cooks had a chance to come up with one, but he wasn't able to. So Eli did a really good job today. Some of them were on the quarterback, but anytime you're a defensive back and you go 4 for 4, and that's what Eli was able to do today. So he's creating a little bit of buzz, I think, over the past couple days. Elijah Cooks kind of took a step back. The backup receivers haven't looked great. But, you know, part of that is, again, I think when you measure them against AJ and Devontae, kind of looks bad.
Yeah, good stuff there. John, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. We'll go to those position battles that everybody's so focused on here in camp. Cornerback, John, what's the update? Looks like Adoree Jackson got the first reps again. And we've talked about this extensively, where the first rep is very overrated, but it is still our way of keeping score. So Adoree jumps to a 5-3 lead through 8 practices of who got the first rep with the first team. What'd you see from the cornerback battle today between Adoree, Ringo, Ricks, and anybody else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, I thought, you know, as I mentioned, the backup defensive backs, I think it was more their day. You know, Adoree and Keeley, you know, Keeley had a nice rep where it got matched up with Dallas Goedert, you know, and he should. He's a corner against a tight end, and he had really good coverage. Jahan Dotson had Adoree beat for what would have been about a 60-yard touchdown, and Jalen Hurts kind of just overthrew it by a tad. So I think you're not going to hear a lot about that. But that, I bring that up because Vic said, you know, sometimes it's not about the splash plays. It's about, you know, what's going on away from the ball or what's going on when they're, you know, and he got beat. So it's like, well, it wasn't bad play because it didn't connect for the offense, but it could have. And that's the stuff that Vic's going to take into the conversation more than people waiting for big plays or splash plays or things like that.
Right.
So not a lot of movement, I would say, at the corners, the starting corners. But, you know, Ricks, I mentioned Tristan McCollum at safety had a pass breakup. Andre Sam had a pass breakup. A lot of work for the backups today. And Drew Makuba was back in a limited fashion, but he has been. But he's getting closer. He's still not working in team drills. And he talked after practice, and we asked him if he plans to play Thursday. But obviously, he has no idea and when he can be cleared. But, yeah, he's got to get back on there. They tried to a Hail Mary situational period with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Reed Blankenship did exactly what you're supposed to do. He didn't ask for trying to intercept it. He just batted. So situational backup work. And that's probably, you know, with what's upcoming, not only the game yesterday, but you got to join practice against Cleveland.
All right, Johnny Mac, cutting out just a little bit, so I might have you go back to that just a second. But I do have a question here, John. I want you to try for a second, all right, turn off the reporter McMullen and put on the opinion McMullen. We're eight practices deep. Does either Adoree Jackson or Kelee Ringo, from the eye test, just the McMullen eye test, does one of them look like they belong on the field more than the other? Is it close? Like anything there that you're like, you know, Adoree might be getting all the reps, but he doesn't look like he's as good. Anything there in the eye test, John, that you're seeing between those guys through eight practices?
Well, I think, you know, I think both are NFL players. I don't think it's that a situation where they don't belong on the field, but I do think, you know, Kelee has a higher ceiling. I think that's fair to say, but right. I think Adoree is probably better prepared to play tomorrow. Whether that is the same on whatever it is when Dallas is set to come here, whatever the date is, I don't know. There's still plenty of time. It's only August 3rd. So you have essentially a whole month to figure things out. But that's how I would describe it. They're both NFL players, and they're both going to be here, and they're both going to be a part of this team. I would feel more comfortable with Adoree Jackson right now. And we'll see where Vic goes. But, you know, if Kelee starts to, you know, because the thing about Kelee, I pretty explained, he's there. He's in coverage. He's in a position to make a play. And to me, he's struggling to find the football early enough. He's trying. And that was part of the problem with Quinyon Mitchell when it came to ball skills. And Slay's talked about this a lot, about how, you know, the white stripe on the college ball is so much easier to see than it is in the NFL. Little things like that that people don't even – like cornerbacks, you know, often as soon as they turn their head, the football's there. So you often have to pick it up in a split second. So it's not as easy as some may make it out to be. And right now I think Kelee's, that's not the strength of his game.
Right.
But he's in a position, and that to me is positive. To me, if you're getting beaten in coverage, that's not positive. If you're there and A.J. Brown or even Elijah Cooks makes a contested catch on you because they're big and they're physical, all right, you can live with that,
right,
and hopefully try to improve, you know, picking up the ball. And Quinyon's talked about that a lot. You know, they use this device, this has colors, and you throw it in the air, and one of the trainers yells out green or blue, and you have to grab that color.
Right.
So they try to work on stuff like that, believe it or not.
Yeah, we'll see who wins the job. Good insight there from Johnny Mac. John, let's go to that safety battle. Makuba, Brown, what did you see today? Anybody starting to stand out? Is Makuba fully back? What's the update on the safety battle through eight practices?
Yeah, Makuba's still not back doing team drills, so it's not been a battle over the past three, four practices, whatever.
Do you think this is lessening his chances, John, or still too early to say that?
Well, yeah, it's definitely lessening for week one. Again, I'm not as focused on week. I know a lot of people.
Yeah,
are.
No, it's literally for week one. That's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. For week one, yeah, he might have a tough time getting on the field. And the longer it lingers, we already saw it last year with Cooper. Yes, it's going to have an impact on him feeling comfortable enough, Vic feeling comfortable enough to have him on.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Field early, but I just don't think that's that big of a deal. And he is back already in a limited fashion. He's working in individual drills now. So he should be back. He might be back tomorrow. He might be back Tuesday. At this stage, if he's not back tomorrow, I think it's very unlikely that he's going to play in the game. And I think that would set him back as far as playing in week one. But yeah, I just don't think that's that big of a deal, as opposed to getting him healthy. And I think that's the bigger part of it.
Yeah, the one difference here, John, I would wonder is, like, with the week one thing is Sydney could maybe get the job in week one and then not give it up, you know, like,
well,
versus last year.
Well, there's not wrong with that either. I mean, if you earn, I always say that's the luxury of playing time.
Right.
If you play and you play well, generally people aren't going to take you off the field.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing at all. I mean, it's okay to want to have the vision of, I want this player to play, but if the other guy plays better,
right,
he should be on the field. And that's the way Vic operates.
Right. The vision isn't about a specific player. It's about the way the whole defense comes together. And if one guy's giving you what you need, shit, who cares what the name on the back of the jersey is?
Exactly. And that's the way Vic will play it. So, you know, and that goes for Trott or Campbell or Sidney Brown or anybody else. If they get an opportunity to play and they play well, nobody's going to take you off the field.
Yep, no doubt. John, last question here, and then we'll get to some of our super chats today on this Sunday, and then I'll let you run. Linebackers, John, what did you see today? Is Jahad Campbell continuing to impress? What did you see from the linebacking unit today?
Yeah, I think, you know, Campbell impresses going straight ahead at this stage because he's so big and long and athletic, and every once in a while some struggles in coverage and some struggles. He's gotten very few reps, but the reps he has gotten as an edge rusher have been kind of a struggle. So, you know, young player, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He's growing. NFL, you know, getting matched, it's so difficult for linebackers getting matched up with the athletes they have to get matched up with. So he had a nice sort of, it's probably fourth or fifth progression maybe, where it's just a dump off in the middle of the field, and he was right there to break it up from Anaya Smith. But anytime he's getting caught down the field, I mentioned the wheel route, he got beaten really badly by Will Shipley on a wheel route. So I still think it's a work in progress when it comes to coverage, but you see the length, you see the size, you see the athleticism, you see, right. You know, he knocked somebody on the ground today again. He's very physical. I think he's going to be fine, but some of the little savviness to play coverage and pass rushing, I think that's going to need more development.
Right, which is something that takes time anyway. So all the things looking good for Campbell. We'll see how he continues to develop. John, let's get to some of our super chats today. I want to thank everybody for being here. We got a big crowd in here on a Sunday. I love it. I appreciate everybody. So hit that like button for us. We appreciate everybody, and we appreciate J-Mac giving us some extra time here on this Sunday. Philly Don checks in, member for 11 months. Thank you, brother. 11 months a member on the Best Eagles Talk channel on YouTube. Thank you, man, for appreciate that. He says, John, how does Booker and Ty look, and is Ajomo leading the pack to start next to, or will Davis start and Ajomo on pass downs?
Well, Ajomo's having a great camp. So, I mean, the Eagles, it depends if you talk about their 50 front or their 40 front. If they start five, Jordan's the nose tackle, and Carter and Ajomo are four eye technique, which is the inside shoulder of the four gap. So if it's the four man front, it's Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis, and, you know, the edge rushers, which, by the way, Nolan Smith back limited, not in team drills, but limited from his concussion. So that's the starting situation. As far as Booker and Ty, Booker's ahead of him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Ty's kind of struggled, which he's admitted if you heard him talk.
You don't hear that often, John. And NFL,
no, you don't. He's swimming a little bit, I would say. But, you know, again, I don't think he's going to be here. But I think he's a guy who's going to take a little bit more development than maybe some fans had hoped. And I think right now, if you're talking about the fourth man in the rotation, I would say Booker's ahead. I would say Byron Young's ahead. You could argue Gabe Hall's ahead. But from the standpoint of just meritocracy on the practice field, they're going to keep Ty Robinson because they like the upside. It's just that, you know, he's got a lot to sort of refine at this point.
Yeah, we'll see how that shakes out. Josh Herman checks in, John. He says, question for both of you. I know y'all think it's crazy to trade Parsons. However, the Cowboys have a lot of holes to fill. Do you think they should really consider this given what they could get? It's actually a good question, leaving the Eagles out of it for a second, John. I mean, they could probably get quite the haul for Michael Parsons.
Yeah, I don't think they would get the haul that people realize because the team trading for him has to pay him $40 million. So I think part of that is missed a lot of times when people start talking about trades. So that'll cut down.
And it's Jerry's at least already, the one, though, right? At least the one in a mid-round pick, probably.
Yeah, at least. Still, that's not nearly enough for Micah Parsons. But Jerry's already on record. He's already said, don't worry about Cowboys fans. And this is what he does. He does it every year.
He's going to end up paying Micah next year $48 million, John.
Rinse and repeat. He does the same thing every year. He's more concerned about keeping the Cowboys in the headlines than anything else. And ultimately, he's going to pay him. He's going to make him the highest paid player in the history of football, at least until the next guy's up. And it's all to do about nothing as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah. I mean, I get fans like talking about it, but he's going to be a Cowboy and they're going to pay him. And I don't know why Jerry does the way he does, but he always pays in the end, and he pays a premium because he doesn't care.
Yep, that's Jerry for you. No doubt about it. John, good stuff there. Kyle Kikorsi checks in. Hey, Xander, I wanted to jump in the chat before I head into work tonight. Kyle, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. One of our best supporters here. Kyle, have a good shift at work tonight. Jason A-Team says, every Philly team is notorious for lying about health issues or manipulating injury reports, even especially the Eagles. I am not surprised.
Well, there are no injury reports, Jason, at this time of the year.
Yeah, there's basically no advantage to lying right now, right?
No, there's no, but I would just tweak that to every NFL team is notorious for lying about health. The Eagles are no different than anybody else.
Right.
But right now, there are no official injury reports. We get some of the reporters get the skinny, but they're not official. And again, when we tweet that out every morning, you don't have to make up injuries. You can just say, I'm giving AJ Brown a day off.
Right.
You don't have to make up injuries this time of year. So yeah, it's not manipulating injury reports. There are no injury reports.
We'll see how it shakes out. John, last super chat here comes from JD3. All right. This is our, if you can remember, John, this is our Harrison Bryant fan. And I think Harrison Bryant made a play today, but here's his super chat. $10. Thank you, brother.
He did, but it should have got called back. They called a false start.
Yeah, I read it in your article.
Nick wanted to run the 2-point conversion, so he overruled the official.
He overruled it. Harrison Bryant makes a play.
It wasn't Harrison's fault. He caught the pass. He didn't false start. It wasn't his fault.
Right.
But it was being called back, and Nick said, "No, we'll count it," and because they wanted to run the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, a little bit of Nick overruling right there. I love it. JD3 John says, "J Mac, I waited 12 years. I chanted punk the whole time. I can't even pretend to care about Harrison Bryant today. Triple H gave me my wish and smashed it in my face."
Yeah, well, I'm sure CM Punk fans aren't happy, but he did get the win. You know, I could tell you the people who were there were thrilled. It was very entertaining, and Seth Rollins cashed in the Money in the Bank. The ruse of the century. He had pretended, speaking of manipulating injury reports. And by the way, I got to say Godspeed to Seth Rollins, because he supposedly hurt his knee on I believe July 12th. And he's been wearing crutches that entire, he's been on crutches that entire time. He's wearing this giant knee brace. And he even went down to Alabama and the Dr. Andrews clinic, and he did the whole nine yards. And the whole thing was a ruse to set this up. So it was pretty well done from a creative standpoint. But, yeah. And by the way, CM Punk is thrilled that he got to win the championship again. And he'll get it again at some point. It's a story. It's a soap opera for men.
Right.
If you're upset one day, you'll be happy. But it was really well done, and it was a good story. And Triple H deserves a tip of the cap because it was very, very well done.
Yep, good stuff there. Johnny Mac, before I let you run, you're heading up tonight to MetLife again for day two of SummerSlam. Anything that the WWE fans in the chat need to know about tonight or Johnny Mac opinion or projection or anything you want to give the people about today's that you will be at as well?
Yeah, well, I don't – John Cena and Cody Rhodes is the main event tonight.
Okay. See, I didn't know. I haven't been following, so I'm not sure what it is.
Most people think Cody's going to win the title back. They did, and I haven't seen, so I'm, you know, because of camp, I haven't been able to watch many of the programs. I got a feeling because of what they did last night with the swerve, I got a feeling they're going to swerve again and keep it on Cena, but that's just my speculation, no inside knowledge. Last night, I knew CM Punk was winning, but I did not know about the cash-in. So they did a nice job keeping that under wraps.
All right, good stuff. Johnny Mac, great show today, brother. Appreciate you doing it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, by the way, it's Birds 365. Are we going to be in the morning tomorrow? Or the Birds are practice, so we're going to be a night show tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, they're practicing. We'll be nights, so hopefully Xfinity's got their their ducks in a row.
Well, we at least know the phone is a backup. The phone worked great on Friday night. I know people want to see your beautiful face, John McMullen, but if they can't, we'll be able to make them.
They'll probably say, hey, keep that. Whichever way, you'll get to hear me for 2 hours.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Johnny Mac. Thank you, brother. Drive safe tonight. Get through that traffic the best you can, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, man.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac joining us right here on a special Sunday edition of Football 24/7. Great stuff from Johnny Mac. I know he was kicking a little in and out, and I got the people in the chat crying. Listen, guys, when you're on the highway, you ever been on the highway and you're on a phone call with somebody, and it's like, oh, wait a second, I'm in a dead zone, or I'm not in a dead zone. The phone goes in and out, all right? He spoke for 32 minutes. I think 28 of the minutes were non-robotic. Take your tears and wipe them, you grown men, all right? Come on, everybody. It's a good stuff today. Day number eight, though, in the books, man. Day number eight in the books. We'll have another big week coming up. First preseason game, Thursday. Who's ready? Who's ready? A little Sunday fun day, Jason. I love it. You know, I didn't expect to be talking to you all today because John told me he was going to SummerSlam, so he didn't think he was going to be able to do the show, and I texted him like, John, we got to get 20 minutes. I kept him for 30, as I always do. He knows that by now. I always text him, John, 15 to 20 minutes, boom, and then I keep him 30. That's always how it goes. But great breakdown of practice today. Seems like a big backup day today. Nothing big, nothing breaking or anything like that from today's practice. Kind of business as usual. It was a yellow practice, so it wasn't like a full throttle type of practice is what that means, basically. And a lot of good stuff here today. A lot of good stuff today, and offense still doing all right. And the battles, you know, Adoree Jackson, got the first team rep again over Ringo. So we'll continue to monitor that battle. We'll be covering it all off season long. All right. And we're getting really close. I want to say we're like, what, 31 days, 32 days away 32 days away from the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys. All right. Abe, I'm probably doing something, dude. I'm definitely doing something. I'm not going to keep it in the dark, but I don't think I'm doing full pre and post game. I'm not going to have Cilio, like, you know, Cilio wants to be paid. He wants to be paid an arm and a leg, and I'm not going to do that for doing it in the preseason. You know, business has got to be business. So, unfortunately, I can't give you Cilio for the preseason, but we'll have some content. Me and Johnny Mac will be live with you guys. So, we'll see how it all shakes out. But overall, pretty good stuff. It's good to talk to you guys on a weekend. You know, we're going to be talking a lot on the weekends once the season comes, because the Eagles, most of their games are on the weekends. So, you know, during the offseason, it's kind of a Monday to Friday shindig, you know. But now we're going to have some weekend content as well. I appreciate, man, each and every one of you for being here. Whenever we go live, you guys show up, man. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. The group that we have here, the viewership that we have, and I appreciate each and every one of you for being here, for supporting, for liking, sharing, subscribing. And then the super chats today, thank you all, man. I appreciate that very much. We got about five of you guys. So thank you, man, on a Sunday edition of the show. That's going to do it. I'm not going to stay here long. I saw some of you guys talking about a car show today. Cody K, I think that was you. So I was doing some, what I like to call, spirited driving in my C8 this morning. All right, so I got out there today. I was feeling it a little bit. I was had it in manual mode, you know, hitting them paddles. It was great. So always love to do it. I appreciate all of you guys for being here. All right, it's been a great show. Hit the like button, and I'll see you next time, everybody. Tomorrow morning, I'll be live, by the way, 8 a.m. All right, 8 a.m. I'll be live. I'll probably get John by phone, and then we'll do a full nightcap edition of Birds 365, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, so we'll be live. Plenty of content coming tomorrow, as there always is on Jacob Sports. So thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, and I'll see you guys next time in the morning tomorrow on a special Football 24/7 edition, and I'll catch you next time, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. See ya.
EAGLES. Eagles.